This is Lexi. She thought she was going home with Bae for the holidays and quickly learned otherwise. This is Damon. He says he has a good reason for leaving his girlfriend at home. He just didn't discuss that reason with her. He's being accused of not being thoughtful this Thanksgiving. Will Damon have to stay in the doghouse or will Lexi have to apologize? Madhouse Nation, the decision is up to you. It's today's case in Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Welcome to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. I have Lexi on the line. You got some problems with your boyfriend and he didn't invite you home for a special holiday. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've been dating for several months now and, you know, he knows how important the holidays are to me. So I told my family that I probably would not be able to spend Thanksgiving with them, you know, because things are getting pretty hot and heavy between us and kind of serious. And lo and behold, he tells me that he has already booked his flight to go home for the holidays. And I'm like, booked your flight? I thought maybe it would be we need to book our flight. So I don't want to be petty about this. I'm not really sure what to do. I'm not really sure what to say. I'm not really sure. He hasn't communicated to me why I'm not invited.
So how long have you all been dating?
We've been dating about 6 months.
So have you met anyone in his family?
Well, I've met, like, people that he says are his family, so now I'm not really sure. I've never met his parents, none of his siblings, mostly, like, cousins. But now I'm not sure who I've really met.
Has he met anybody in your family?
Well, of course, he's met all of my family. I've made the assumption that, and that's probably the issue right there, that he cared about me as much as I cared about him. I mean, he's told me that, so of course I've invited him to meet my family.
So what has the vibe been like ever since you found out that he booked his ticket to go home for Thanksgiving and didn't book a ticket for you?
Well, yeah, he's in the doghouse. Like, you need to get your stuff and go. I mean, I'm not invited. How are you going to buy a whole ticket and not even think enough of me to even see what our plans were going to be? And you already know, I already told him that I had, you know, kind of told my family that I might not be able to spend Thanksgiving with them. So he kind of knew that. So, yeah, in the doghouse big time. Like, this could be a deal breaker for sure.
So you're thinking about even breaking up with him behind this?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no point in moving forward. If I'm not important enough now, when am I going to be important enough?
All right, Miss Lexi. See, well, we're going to get your boyfriend Damon on the line and hear his side of the story, all right?
Okay.
It's Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. We're going to be talking to Damon next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are back in Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. We spoke with Lexi earlier, who was disappointed because her boyfriend Damon isn't taking her home for Thanksgiving dinner. She thought that she was going home with him, but Damon went ahead and booked a ticket without her. Now we got to check in with Damon and find out exactly what's going on. Damon, why are you not taking your girlfriend home with you for Thanksgiving?
The main reason I'm not wanting to take her is because my mom is thinking she's pressing me for marriage and want me to have kids and do all that kind of stuff. But at this point, I'm not sure if she's the girl for that. And if my mom sees her with me, it's going to be a whole different, you know, vibe than I'm trying to feel for the holidays.
So have you told Lexi this?
I haven't, but because I'm not sure if she's the one. I haven't told her that, so I'm just trying to steer her away for the holidays to go a different direction.
Is Lexi talking to you like, you're the one for me and I'm in love with you?
Yeah, she is. We're both saying it, so I'm kind of like sending miscommunicating. I'm sending like sending our indirect signals.
Hold on. You told Lexi that you love her?
Yeah, we told each other.
But you told her that you love her?
I did.
Do you love her?
I got love for her, but I'm not in love with her. I need a little bit more time. Or maybe that's just me. I'm not ready.
All right, Damon, let me ask you this, and I need you to be honest with me. Are you dating other women out here? Is Lexi the only one, or are you seeing other women?
Seeing as in dating or seeing as in seeing?
You've already answered my question. I don't even need you to, because the way that you answered that lets me know that there are other women in the picture.
I'm not really seeing. I mean, you know, everybody got that one that can't let go.
Oh, does Lexi know about this other woman?
She don't.
All right. Well, she might know now. Madhouse Nation, it is up to you. You got to let us know, are we going to let Damon out of the doghouse today? You got to give me a call, 570-WPEG, and you got to vote. Damon, I'm going to pray for you, all right?
All right.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are live in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. It's the case of Lexi and Damon. Damon and Lexi have been dating for 6 months. Damon did not invite Lexi home for Thanksgiving. He didn't tell Lexi, but he says he's just not sure she's the one yet. He likes her a lot. He's just not sure if she is the one, and that's the reason why he didn't take her home, but he didn't tell her that. So we're wondering, should Damon be left in the doghouse? Power 98, good morning. What you think?
Yes, he needs to be not left in the doghouse, but he needs to be single and moved on him home. He needs to just leave his ass. Mm. Oh, God, I'm sorry. She didn't just leave him.
Okay.
So we'll leave that as an end in the doghouse.
So you're going to leave him in the doghouse?
Yeah, in the doghouse, break up, leave him, because that's just, if he just leave her on, to leave her on is bad. So she need to just break up, okay. Let it be gone, move on.
You confusing the jury. Thank you.
Power 98, good morning. In or out of the doghouse?
He needs to stay in the doghouse.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Power 98, good morning. In or out of the doghouse?
She needs to move on and leave him alone.
Okay, so we're going to leave him in the doghouse. That's leave him in the doghouse.
That's an end?
Mm-hmm. That's an end. We're going to take that as an end.
Damon, that ain't looking good for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you think? Are we leaving Damon in the doghouse, or are we letting him out?
He needs to be in the doghouse. He needs to sign a lease. Ain't nothing like no waste of time. You can't get time back.
This is true. Power 98, good morning. In or out of the doghouse?
Hello?
Power 98, good morning. In or out of the doghouse?
He need to be out the doghouse, you know what I mean? He's trying to be a player, but he can't even put his game down right, so he should be by himself and hungry for Thanksgiving.
And hungry.
Is that an in or an out?
He said out.
He said out.
He said out.
It's confusing, okay. Though.
It was a little confusing.
Hello?
Hello?
No, look.
What up?
This L Boogie for the gas house.
What up, L Boogie?
I'm so nervous.
Hey, he don't need to be out of the doghouse. He need to be on top of him with that shit he just see.
I told you I was nervous. Man. I told you I was nervous.
Stop cussing on the radio.
You know better. All right.
So that's an end for him?
We're coming back with more of your comments, and we're going to see who got to apologize, right?
Yeah. L Boogie, you are in contempt in my courtroom.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hi, Miss Justice, Madhouse Nation. They got some more comments about Damon and Lexi. Good morning.
Yeah, now, girl, you knew when you wasn't going on vacation that you wasn't number one. Or don't nobody take nobody just to anybody's parents' house. You know, you already knew you wasn't number one when you don't go on vacation trips. I mean, for the holidays. You already know you're secondary.
So are we leaving him in the doghouse or out of the doghouse?
No, he can stay out. He was honest. He told her that when he didn't invite her to Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So he's not in the doghouse. He's just not happy there. Keep it moving.
Thank you, baby.
Power 98, good morning. In or out of the doghouse?
Out. He need to be neutered. Out.
She said he need to be neutered? So
he needs to be neutered.
So you want to leave him in the doghouse or let him out of the doghouse?
Leave him in the doghouse and get him neutered.
Power 98, good morning. Are we leaving him in the doghouse or are we letting him out?
Let me tell you, I would leave him alone simply because he don't even know if he want to. He said he liked her, but he don't know if he want to be with her or not on that level. So I would just leave him alone, give him time to figure out what he want to do. Because if she leave him alone and, you know, cut him off for a little bit, and that'll give him time to figure out what he want to do. So therefore, if he want to be with her in real life, and if he see himself with her in the long run, then he'll come back around. But right now, I would just cut him off. No questions asked.
Thank you. So, like, the better question here is, how long do you date someone and then take them home to meet your parents? Mm-hmm. Because right now, they were saying in this one, it was 6 months.
Right.
It was 6 months that they were dating. And he's like, I like her. I just not sure if
she didn't want to be meeting my mom and him. Everybody different.
And you know, 6 months, should I take that person home? I actually think that's a legitimate concern.
I do too. I agree with you.
I don't know. I don't know if I think where this guy messed up, I think where Damon messed up is that he didn't have that conversation with Lexi prior to. I think that that's where he messed up. And the reason why he didn't have that conversation too is because he was scared of Lexi's response to that. I that's what I believe. But I think that he should have had that conversation prior to Thanksgiving. After, you know, you've been with somebody for 6 months. You just sort of say, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable.
She must be crazy.
If he's not necessarily.
No, if he's scared of her response, he must be scared of what she might do to him.
She might have said, okay, she might feel like 6 months is a long enough time for you to know. And if you don't, then there's no need for me to be in this relationship anymore. And I'm stepping out. She might, and which is also a legitimate response for her.
She might feel like, hey,
you should know by now. Which he admittedly said, I told her I love her.
Yeah.
He said that I told her I love her.
He did.
And so she's thinking,
right. Or my sister, or my cousin.
She's thinking that things are going one way, and he's thinking that things are going another way.
You know what? For me, it'll depend on it. Had you already been around these people? Like, have you met my family? Have you already been around them? Like, all that would come into play.
She said that she had met some of his family members, but now she's wondering if they really are his family members now that he's coming with this.
But he also said that she was pressuring him to marriage and a baby.
No, he said that's what his mom was saying.
Well, his mom is.
His mom is going to be doing all that.
He's getting it from both sides. If you bring a girl home, mama talking about babies and marriage, and then if he don't tell you, then his old lady talking about, well, look. Yeah, then he's talking about he out here having fun. Playing with these women.
Just go to Bojangles. I mean, just go to Popeye's for Thanksgiving.
I don't think he should. I don't know.
So what you think, Bert? In or out of the doghouse?
This is really, really a tough one. I don't think he should be in the doghouse simply because there's no time frame on when you can tell somebody that I should meet your family.
Okay. Out. Larry.
I agree with Bert.
Y'all votes really don't matter, though. Cause
I know. It's so
mad.
They already spoke. But I mean, because, like, I don't think he was clear in what he told his woman, and he did tell her he loved her, but at the same time, I don't think he should be in the doghouse for this one. No.
I would put him in the doghouse because he is not being upfront with her. He is not being upfront with her. He's running around here telling her that he loves her. Then he's saying, I'm not sure if I love her on the inside. Then there's another woman that's involved. He's not being upfront with this woman. He's leading her on.
She might be the side chick.
He's leading this woman on, and that's not fair. That's the reason why I would leave him in the doghouse.
Right.
Now, if he had put all of that out there from the get-go and told her, like, hey, I am going to be dating other women. I am dating you. I'm not sure. If he would have said all that from the get-go, you can't leave him in the doghouse. He's being honest with you, but the fact is he's not being honest.
He's just single or dating.
If she meet his family, like, on February 15th, yeah, she the side chick.
All right.
All right, Damon, the Madhouse jury is back, and here is the verdict.
The verdict came down. You are guilty, so you will remain in the doghouse.
You owe your girlfriend, Lexi, an apology. Let's hear it.
All right, sweetheart, I'm sorry for leading you on. Maybe I should have been more direct, but I do want to see what our future holds, and hopefully you're able to forgive me, and let's move forward and try to work this thing out. Everything I've done and everything I'm doing, I promise it's over. I'll stop, and let's do better by each other and get this thing right. Hopefully you forgive me. I'm sorry, baby.
Case closed.
Yeah, we don't believe you, Damon.
I don't believe you, Damon.
WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Land. Celebrating 20 years in the QC. In the Morning Madhouse, we're Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
All right, if you got a situation going on with your significant other, y'all having a little confrontation, a little fight, it could be big, it be little, and you need somebody to sort of help you out, hit me up. At Hey Miss Jessica, get slide in my DMs, or you can send me an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's. You can remain anonymous in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.